Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love for us to talk about patience, and I don't really know why I felt like I should speak to this, because I feel like I am teaching in a mirror. I am one of the most impatient people on the planet. My personhood screams for right now. I love to scream about right now in the basis of this is what I want to do, this is what I want to get, and this is the timing in which I want it. And I have discovered that all through the Gospels, you never saw Jesus in a rush. You never saw Jesus in a tizzy. You never saw Jesus who was scrambling with his calendar, and yet I do. Why? Because I find myself to be an impatient human. How about you? Maybe you're like me and you're just an impatient person. I want to walk you through a few verses in James chapter 5. This is a small book toward the end of the New Testament, and I have found this to be hugely helpful for me. So let's start in verse 7. Meanwhile, friends, wait patiently for the master's arrival. You see, farmers do this all the time, waiting for their valuable crops to mature, patiently letting the rain do its slow but sure work. Be patient like that. Stay ready and strong. The master could arrive at any time. Friends, don't complain about each other's. A far greater complaint could be lodged against you, you know. The judge is standing just around the corner. Take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything, they threw everything, and never once quit. All the time honoring God. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because our God cares right down to the last detail. And since you know that he cares, let your language show it. Don't add words like "I swear to God" to your own words. Don't show your impatience by concocting oaths that hurry up God. Just say yes or no. Just say what is true. That way, your language can't be used against you. Are you hurting? Pray. Do you feel great? Sing. Are you sick? Call the church leaders together to pray and anoint you with oil in the name of the Master. Believing, prayer will and can heal you. And Jesus will put you on your feet. And if you sinned, you'll be forgiven, healed inside and out. My friend, I believe James is speaking to us maybe more today in 2018 than ever before. He is trying to say everything in this life that you are in a hurry to have, maybe God wanting you to learn how to wait. Clearly, the scriptures are saying to us, you may want to go to heaven right now, but the Lord still has you here for a purpose. You may want to call it quits, but the Lord has plans for you here. At the end of the day, the lesson found here is stop rushing like a crazy chicken with his head cut off, trying to go and do and accomplish. I think the model is take a look at Jesus. He didn't do everything when he came into a town. He also had times where he needed to escape and spend alone with the Father. I find it fascinating. You see, we spend our time in this life waiting for the Lord's return, but we don't wait idly. We're given work to do, kingdom work. One of the unique works that Christians are called to is caring for one another over time. In today's reading, James gives us some instruction on how to do that. In particular, I want you to focus on this strange little practice of anointing the sick with oil. What in the world could that be? Well, I've been a part of dozens and dozens of these where someone who is genuinely very sick calls upon the elders of the church, in this case, pastors and spiritual leaders, and ask them to come and anoint them, the sick one, with oil and pray over them. You see, this requires patience, but it also requires faith. So when James talks about this, he's giving this picture that there's nothing special about the oil except this one huge thing. And that is, the oil is a representation of God, the Spirit of God. And so when we anoint someone with oil, typically it's a small amount that we put on their head, and then we lay hands on them and pray them for them. This is like planting a crop. God, I trust you. I want to ask you to do something that is a miracle. And when this comes to fruition, will it be full so that we can move beyond it? You see, my friend, I believe patience comes in all areas. Your marriage isn't the best right now, but serve in patience. Your church isn't perfect right now, but serve in patience. Well, my kids right now are in a season that are difficult. Love them in patience. Well, God, I just wish you would come, but follow him in patience. My friend, the entire process of our life is based on our ability to slow down and have great patience as the Lord is using us. You say, well, Chuck, I don't believe the Lord's using me for anything today. Oh, you'd be shocked, my friend. What if you just stopped and said, Lord, would you just share with me what is it that I'm to do today? And I'll promise you, when you do that, he's not going to hide from you. He will reveal himself to you, and you will be able to live in the patience and the power of the Lord Jesus. I sure hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We have our worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11. You can always find out about what's going on at Sugar Hill Church on our Facebook page, but also at sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.